You are now tuned in live to Step the Game Up Saturdays. Diva Mary Kay, showcasing nothing but successful independent businesses. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and step your game up.
What you looking at?
Step your game up.
What you waiting for?
Step your game up.
Go come on in the dust.
Step your game up.
Drop it to the floor and just
step your game up.
You a kid?
Step your game up.
Oh, you drink gin?
Step your game up.
Is that your friend?
Step your game up.
Nigga, you what you got?
Step your game up.
Step your game up. Step.
Man, we got the best interest music in the business. Got Snoop Dogg, Lil Jon. You know what I mean? We get it in on the interest. You know, we got the best come out music. Yeah, what up? Step your game on Saturdays. I am the man with the master plan, a.k.a. the disciple, Jay Biggs, a.k.a. Space AJ. My girl on the left, on the right, all around me, surrounding me is Diva Mary K, a.k.a. Diva FMB. You know what I mean? Now you are live. You tune into the show Step Your Game on Saturdays, where we do nothing but uplift the community. And tonight is a special night. You know, all month we celebrating Black History Month by being February. Tonight, last week, we celebrated the black men. Tonight, we going to throw it to the black ladies, the mamas, the queens. We love our queens over here. We love you all. Even y'all that are misguided and lost, I still love you. I love all of you. Mm-hmm. But also we want to throw out, you know, we want to throw out there, we having a party, we having a spiritual party for our queen, the lady of the hour, Diva Ebony B, who went under that holy water just a few hours ago. You know, we got to give it up, man, because that's, you know, that's
all right,
stuff,
all right,
man.
All
right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's real, man. Anybody who know get baptized, man, that's a real big step, man. You got a lot of work in front of you, but you also got a lot of work after you come out the water, you know. So that's a big step, you know. So congratulations, shout out to the girl, you know, to the lady, the queen of the universe, Diva Ebony B. You know what I mean?
Thank
for
you.
Doing that. That's a big step, you know. You're continuing to lead us all in spiritual and in mental and in physical, just doing the right things, taking the right steps forward for those who are lost or whatever. This is a lady you can look at, I personally look at and say, you know, that's somebody that I would want, you know, any lady around me in my life to take, you know, to kind of be like, to mold herself after, you know. And that's real, you know. You want to have women, positive women, man. I swear, when I look around and I look in our community now, man, it's so hard to see a positive woman, you know what I mean? And it's crazy because you would think it would never get to that point, you know what I mean, where you just look around and you can't find that positive woman, you know. And I'm going to quote some scripture right now. Women, you know, it's said in the Bible that the woman is the mood setter for the household, for the whole family. Your woman is your mood setter. So, I mean, fellas, I know y'all feel me when I say, man, it's hard as hell when you're looking around and you got this nagging, nasty, ugly spirited female just bringing everything down. Just your whole mood get deflated. Sometimes you don't even want to go home because you don't want to face that, you know. And man, I just salute Diva. I salute you, man, because you know, everything is all the way positive with you, and you making moves. You moving forward, you know. It's crazy.
Thank you.
I mean,
by the grace of God, you know, by the grace of God, that's one thing that I can say. And, you know, we need to realize, and that's why we're doing, and we're paying homage to the black woman and to the woman, period. Because our queens need to know that your spirit woman needs to be checked. I mean, your physical woman needs to be checked a lot of times. She's the one that wants just want what she wants. She want to have it her way. She want to do what she want to do, you know, and that's not the way it should be sometimes. And just like Jay Biggs put out there, that the woman is the mood setter of the house. And remember that the mother is the first teacher. So some of the things that we put out in the atmosphere, not only are we putting that out to our children, but we're putting that out to our kings that bear so much. I mean, really, bear so much and take in so much for us. And, you know, with the sisters that's out there that's walking around here, you know, disrespecting your temple, not caring about your appearance, you got to understand that you are a royal queen. And I went through the same thing, too. You know, and don't think that, you know, I'm just so glad that I took the right step and got baptized today. It has been a 1 year and 6 month process, y'all. I struggled, and I didn't even have to. But I did it on my own. But I want to encourage all my queens out there to stop looking around and thinking that everything else and everybody else is your problem. It's you. You got to just stop and say, you know what? Let me not think about you. Let me forgive you so I can be able to get right with myself.
For sure. The first step to overcoming any type of issue, any type of burden you have, any type of problem with people you got around you, you got to forgive. Because the forgiveness is for you to start your healing, not for that person, but necessarily, but for you, and begin your healing process. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I see a lot of ladies, man, just walking around with a lot of, you know, pent up frustrations and carrying a lot of salt, you know, towards a man or something that has wronged them in their life, you know. And sometimes the easiest, I mean, not even sometimes, 99.999% of the time, you know what I mean, the easiest way you going to get beyond that is to forgive that person. You know what I mean? You hurting yourself more carrying that grudge against that person than to just move on. You hurting yourself, you know. You tearing yourself down on the inside. And, I mean, it's so easy just like hold that grudge, you know, and whatnot. But, you know, we gotta start doing the things. I mean, this doesn't just apply to ladies, this applies to us as people. We gotta start doing the things that may not seem so easy to do, but it's gonna be the right thing in the long run. In the bigger picture scheme, the grand scheme of things, it's the right thing to do in the long run. Because, you know, the easy thing, the thing that's good right now, if you really want to be technical, it's going to set your whole everything around you back. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The easy thing for us to do would be, you know, and I'm not going to get too political with this, but the easy thing for us to do would be to put reality TV shows on TV, you know what I mean, that belittle and demean our black queens. The easy thing for us to do would be to put on some, to have our queens and wearing booty shorts and jumping the video, popping, you know, twerking and popping like for the black man to get his kicks off for that. The easiest thing for us to do would be to have our black queens out here stripping in their strip clubs and whatnot, and we make songs about it, you know, talking about I love them strippers. You know, glorifying that whole lifestyle. That would be the easy thing for us to do. The hard thing would be for you to get up and go to school and get an education, put on a business suit. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm not going to get too political because this is about the black ladies, and I love all of y'all. You know, I love all my black women that's out here striving to do better, striving to attain the highest heights, you know. I wanna throw out there the first step, you know, is accept God as your Lord and Savior. You know what I mean? That's the only way you're gonna get through all of your hardships, anything that you're going through in life, any problems that you have. You gotta accept God as your Lord and Savior. You know what I mean? And if you lost, I encourage you, call into the show right now. You know, talk to me if you lost. 347-850-1521. Call into the show. We can help you get right. You know what I mean? There's churches everywhere. You know what I mean? Get in a good Bible-based church. You know, pick up the Bible, read it. read some of it. You know, then you got a smartphone, download a smartphone Bible app to your smartphone. I got two Bible apps on my phone right now. I read them both every day. So it's like, it's nothing.
And motivation, you know.
Yes.
Let that drive you for our women, because one thing that we're going to talk about, and I got a couple of African women and women, period, that we're going to talk about tonight that don't get talked about. Shout out to First Lady. But
yes,
motivation should be, your motivation should be whatever your motivation, whether it's your kids, whether it's you going to school, whether you want to buy a car, whatever the case may be. Find something to motivate you to do better. I mean, women, I take my hat off to women. Single mothers, whether by choice or by force, you still get it done. Mothers and women who love other kids who are in a situation where the mother is, you know, verbally abusive, physically abusive, you know, or the mothers are just sometimes depressed. Women, we get depressed. You know, things happen, you know, and especially with us being nurturers. Women, we are nurturers. Do not try to, don't feel bad because you nurtured somebody and somebody came into your life and they left. You should be thankful that you still standing. Like, think
mm-hmm.
about it. You don't have to worry about, and that's one thing that I want to say to you, queen, because the man walked out of my life, and I thought I was just going to fall out. I just thought the world was over. But God said, what is your problem? I got something better for you. See, we are here for experience only. We are going to experience everything that Jesus experienced when he was on that cross and when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane before he got put on that cross. But ladies, keep your head up. Keep your spirit up. Instead of posting on Facebook how much you hate people and how much you hate your family and how much you hate your baby father, say how much you love your heavenly father. Thank
mm-hmm.
you, Lord. Because I struggled for years with the fact that I didn't have a relationship with my father, and I reached out to him, and, you know, he wouldn't have a relationship with me. There's no need for you to worry about your earthly father, because your heavenly father already got you.
For
your
sure.
earthly father is temporarily. He's going to die. But your heavenly father is eternal. I'm just saying.
Yeah. For sure. You know what I'm saying? That's real talk. Hallelujah and amen and all that, man. That's real
yeah.
talk, you know. And shout out, matter of fact, while we speaking on that, man, shout out to my deadbeat father. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going
to
put
shout
his name out there,
father.
Though. Shout out to him, though, because, you know, I'm going to tell a story. Like, he got a lot of fans. He got a whole lot of fans out here. You know what I mean? I'm not going to put his name out there. He got a lot of fans because everybody I talk to is like, Jay, why don't you go find your father and have a relationship with your father? And why don't you call him sometime? Well, why don't you, you know, pursue that? Why don't you do this or do that? Regardless, he got a whole mess of fans out there, a whole legion of cult following of people that want me to chase the dude. And I mean, as politely as I possibly can, you know what I mean? I'm always telling people, look, you know, I'm not going to chase him. I'm going to chase God. God didn't put me here to chase a man, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And that's real. You ain't nobody on earth supposed to chase the things that's in this world. You know what I mean? I was just reading that before we came on air. I was just reading that scripture in Corinthians that we are not supposed to chase the things of this world. God doesn't want us to chase and be after the things of this world, money, possessions, people. He wants us to chase him, chase the teachings of Jesus Christ, his son, and chase eternal life with God, salvation. He doesn't want us to chase the things of this world, you know? So I encourage, like, anybody out there, if you don't know your father, it's okay. Know your spiritual father, like Jesus said. Know your spiritual father, because guess what? You know, that's not your responsibility to make that relationship happen. You know what I mean? And I wanna say that coming from somebody like me who, as a kid, yeah, I was quite hurt, you know, if my, you know, not having my father around, I was quite hurt. But I'd say about the age of about maybe 17, I started realizing, like, I don't need this, man. Like, for real, you know, you put your whole life on hold chasing somebody, trying to make something work with somebody. And the same could be said for women who have babies by these men that don't care about them, up and leave them, you know. You could spend your whole life chasing, and matter of fact, not even your whole life. I'll say you spend that child's whole life chasing this man that don't want neither one of y'all, putting that child through all this issues and rejection and just all of these things that no child should ever have to go through. You spend your whole life and his whole or her whole life, the children's whole life, chasing some man. Take your child to church. Put your child in church every Sunday, every Tuesday at Bible study. You know, do those types of things. Make sure you are the best parent, a godly parent, that you can be.
Mm-hmm.
And then that child won't even remember that, where's my daddy? Well, you'll never hear that. Where's my father? You'll never even hear that, because the child won't even be looking for him. He'll be consumed with that godly love, and that he'll realize God is his father, like I have. You see what I mean?
And
that's just real.
How can we, you know, as women, say, when you say you love somebody, and I want to go into a music break after this, and I'll pass it on to you, Jay. But when you say you love someone, ladies, love means promise. Love means always. If I love you, I'm going to love you through the good and bad. It's a difference between worldly love and godly love. Worldly love is only for personal gain. That's just it. Godly love is, I love you whether you with me, you ain't with me, you had a baby with somebody else, you went to jail, you came, I love you with God's love, meaning I want what's best for you in spite of. I'm not going to sacrifice myself and be a fool for you, but here it is, I still love you in spite of if we not together or not. And if it means that if you was in a relationship with somebody or you got in a relationship with somebody and they already had a kid, and it was just a lot of frustration going back and forth between the man and the child's mother, and he decided to break off the relationship with you for the benefit of his child, respect that. Respect
mm-hmm.
that. Do not get all upset and get angry and carry on and be depressed because, you know, women, we start to take on this whole thing, was it me? Did I do something wrong? You know,
mm-hmm.
he used
mm-hmm.
me. I thought we was going to get married. I thought we was going to do this. You know, no. Let him have his time, ladies. And then why he's having his time to build a relationship with his daughter, because just imagine if you was his daughter. Wouldn't you want your father to do what's best for you?
Yes.
But at the end of the day, you got to realize that time, just because that person, you're not desirable in that person's eyes anymore, and their desire is to be there for their child, it doesn't mean that you won't be desirable in somebody else's eyes. That's only if you get up and stand up and do something about it. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Me and Jay Biggs is turning this thing up. Paying homage to all the women out there. When we come back, we're going to get into the African female icons that shaped history. Yes. If you don't know, now you know. Monica, baby, we're still standing.
Mama always told me, baby, you got to walk by faith and not by sight. Real talk. You gotta listen. Say it loud.
this is more than just a song to me. Go back, yo.
And I put my name in the history book, so you'll forever remember me. Remember me as the toughest warrior or the ultimate fighter, cause I'm the truth and nothing but it, like my hands on the Bible. And this is survival of the fittest. The realest is not a facade. Still standing on my 2 feet, cause I'm a child of God.
Up Saturdays. Let's go.
It's Step Your Game Up Saturdays. JB, thank you.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm getting this mountain air. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Monica, you know what I'm saying? That was a real powerful song, you know, got Luda on there and everything. He's one of the best. You know, shout out to them too, man. ACL stand up. I'm broadcasting. I'm coming to y'all live from this mountaintop. You know what I'm saying? I'm up here in my little resort retreat. But, you know, I had to make sure, you know, I'm in the building for, you know, the black African-American women, you know, tonight. Because I want to salute y'all. Y'all be putting in a lot of work. You know, y'all do y'all thing out here. Y'all entrepreneurs, y'all mommies. You know, y'all are the spirit. Y'all are the pride, the heart, the soul, the fever, the feelings, everything in the household, you know. And I just want to salute y'all. I had to make sure, you know, I was here to salute y'all, you know, because I love y'all, man.
And we love you too, King. I want to talk about this woman right here. And big shout out to the queen too. Hey, queen, I appreciate you. I swear
yes.
I do. I swear I appreciate her for just being there for you, man.
Yes.
Hold on. Hats off to her. I'm going to give that woman a round of applause for coming in and loving you. First of all, loving herself first. Loving God first. Loving herself and then loving you. Round of applause. That's right. Another thing that I want to show some love to is Familio Kuti. Familio Kuti, the woman activist, years before the second wave of feminists began to take form in the West. There was a woman making activist waves in Nigeria. Shout out to Nigeria. She was a woman nationalist named Familio Kuti. Her feminist and domestic socialism led to the creation of the Abeokuta Women's Union, AWU. And later, Women's International Domestic Federation, organizations and movement that aided Kuti to promote women's rights to education, employment, and to political participation. When King Adimleo of Egbeglan went to impose taxes on women, Kuti and the AWU clan went to protest using the slogan, "No tax, no taxation without reparation." They were not equal members of society and were strongly opposed to paying taxes until the injustice was rectified. As the women protest outside a lake's house, they sang in Yubara, "A lake, for a long time you have used your penis as the mark of authority that you are our husbands. Today, we shall reverse the order and use our vagina to play the role of husbands." Their unified actions resulted remarkable in King of, in the King's of Abomination. A big shout out to Familio Kuti for making it happen over in the West in Nigeria. She said, "Wait a minute, y'all talking about taxing us? Ain't no taxation without reparation."
All right.
Yes. Yeah. We gonna form our own union. Yes, she's dominating.
You know
I'm gonna post this on Facebook so you can see her, and because we know over in the motherland and over in certain different countries, just like the motherland, that the women really don't have a voice and they're not really taken serious. And a lot of times, us women, we had to fight to vote. We died to vote. So I'm paying homage to her. So bless you, Queen, and thank you for holding it down for the sisters over there in the Western Nigeria. I'm going to throw it on over to you, King.
Yeah. The first lady I want to bring up tonight, you know what I'm saying, to talk about is, you know, as a man, you know, our black women. In 2013, you know, we got black women entrepreneurs. We got black women out here, you know. As you said, Diva, I mean, it's in real talk, like back in those days, women were basically you cook, you clean, you raise the kids. You know, that's what the women did back in them days. And now to see that women can start businesses and be entrepreneurs and you know, fashion and whatever, you name it, there's a woman behind it some kind of way. You know, shout out to Sylvia Rome, who is head of Sony, is the president of Sony, you know, as a record company. But the woman I want to bring up today, since I'm on the topic of women entrepreneurs, I want to start with the woman who basically is the first woman entrepreneur, you know, the first woman African-American millionaire. Her name was Madam C.J. Walker.
Hey!
You know, because I don't want to talk about, you know, your Rosa Parkses and, you know, the everyday, you know, black history women we talk about. Let's talk about somebody that doesn't really get talked about a lot. Madam C.J. Walker, born Sarah Breedlove, she is the first African-American woman made self-made millionaire. So she was a millionaire, you know, back in the age of like 19 in the late 1800s. I'm sorry, she was a millionaire. So you know, you figure a woman starts her own company. She made her own company. A lot of people, you know, and I think more commonly you had the terms self-made coined by the boy Rick Ross. Self-made is his album and whatnot. Self-made, she was really self-made, as in she started everything herself from the ground up. She didn't have no machine behind her. She was the machine. She built the machine up and became a millionaire from it. She started her own beauty and hair care products. So back in them days, you know, it was you know, unheard of for a woman to be starting her own company. I'm gonna read a little bit about her. It says the main focal point of why she started the company was because she began to experience hair loss, which was common among women of that time in the late 1800s. Because most Americans lacked indoor plumbing, central heat, and electricity, they bathed and washed their hair at infrequent opportunities whenever they could. So that caused their hair to fall out. They had developed scalp diseases and dry scalp conditions and things of that nature. So Sarah, a.k.a. Madam C.J. Walker, began to experiment with shampoos, ointments, and she was the first one to, I know, I don't know if you've ever heard of a product called Sulfur 8. which is in stores, and Sulfur Inc.
I still use that. She was the
first one to really put sulfur in, like, your shampoo, your grease, you know. She was the one that started doing that, you know, putting the sulfur in there to kill the bacteria that develops in your scalp. She changed her name to Madam C.J. Walker as she started her company and began selling her products. So she ran a mail order business from Denver. Her husband traveled throughout the South and the Eastern U.S. They settled in Pittsburgh in 1908. They opened a college. So she opened a college to specialize in cosmetology, to train students on cosmetology, the proper hair care techniques, things of that nature. So I want to drive home the point. This woman is like beyond her time, because at this you got to imagine, at this point in time, you're still using the bathroom in an outhouse. You don't have a toilet in your like down the hall from your room. You don't have a toilet. You got to go outside. So you're not bathing and washing your hair like you should. We take for granted, you know, like you said, you know, Diva said before we went on air, Diva was joking, you know, I went under the water, no perm, no nothing. We take for granted often how simple it is just to go wash hair, you know, go in the kitchen or the bathroom, take a shower, throw some shampoo, run your hands through your hair. These people in this time, they didn't have that. And not to mention, they're working. They're industrial. So they're out there working in these factories, getting dust in their hair. They're working out, you know, they're dirty. They don't really shower and bathe like we bathe 2-3 times a day, maybe. They don't even bathe that often. So this woman is ahead of her years. Like, to be starting something like that, you know, at that point in time, you know, it also goes on to say, you know, she gave lectures on political and economic and social issues at conventions sponsored by the NAACP. So in that day and age, there was an NAACP, and she was one of the people talking at it. Let's see, it says here she also gave a speech at the NACW, which is the National Association of Colored Women. She gave a speech at one of their conventions. She gave contributions to the House of Abolitionists, to save the House of Abolitionists, I'm sorry, which was started by your boy Frederick Douglass. She donated tons of money to not just the NAACP, but this is why I brought her, why I chose her. She donated tons of money to the NAACP and a little small little organization a lot of us might know of. It's called the YMCA. So, you know, your girl was one of the first that, you know, was doing that back in the 1800s. And Diva is very, for those who don't know, she gets it in at the YMCA in 2013. So this right here, Madam C.J. Walk, she's one of the ones who, she's the pioneer for the ladies such as the Diva Ebony B's, the Beyoncé's, if you want to call her a pioneer, entrepreneur, you know, she's a pioneer. She's the first one of her kind, C.J. Walker, Madam C.J. Walker, a.k.a. Sarah Breedlove. So I just want to shout out to her, salute her for being the first millionaire, first African-American millionaire, first person to come out with hair care products, hair care lines, and things of that nature. You know, man, I'm rusty when it comes to hair care stuff. All I know is Sofa 8, but, you know, I don't know the perm, nothing. I don't know nothing, man. But, yeah, shout out to her, Madam C.J. Walker, man. Real talk.
Yeah, we got to show love to Madam C.J. Walker, everything that she has done. And, you know, it's just empowering our women right now. Step your game up, ladies. Instead of buying that $60 front lace every 2 weeks, take one of them $60 and donate it to a cause to empower our young women. And I think a lot of us more seasoned women, and I'm going to say seasoned, a lot of us more seasoned women, we look at our young sisters. And we are sisters, like, oh, you know, she's so ratchet and, you know, such and such. And big shout out to Django. I want a man like Django. Oh, man. Mm. Oh, man. Can I have me a man like Django? All right, Lord, I'll wait on him. But, yeah, big shout out to Django. But, you know, we look at our queens and you know, we wonder why a lot of our young queens got low self-esteem and, you know, why they run around here. Instead of us talking about one another and bringing each other down, when was the last time you said, you know, to a young queen, hey, queen, can I speak to you for a minute? Can you help me out, you know, with something? And especially our young little queens that's under 18 that don't have jobs and don't have the financial means, you know, to be able to dress a certain way or to experience certain things in life. All of my entrepreneur women right now, I'm speaking to you. When was the last time you volunteered somewhere? When was the last time you used your tools in your company to set up some type of class, to build some type of powership or some type of leadership into our young queens? I enjoyed myself not only at the YMCA doing the Little Learners program with the little kids, but then I enjoyed myself at the Boys and Girls Club with the Hot Host program. And these girls were so excited. I got a chance to sit down and just listen to them. You know, and they feel the same way. They're like, oh, these boys, they disrespectful. I don't like being called a B. I'm going to beat them down. And, you know, I got to deal with my mother mouthing off, and my mother got issues, my father got issues and whatnot. When we need to start being a safe haven for our young queens. Be an example. Show them the way. I mean, seriously, we can do it, you guys. We can show our young queens the way by being an example. It's not that they ratchet. It's not that they're prostitutes. It's not that they don't, you know, that they don't have nothing to know nothing. We need to provide them a way and start teaching them about Madam C.J. Walker. Start teaching them about, that's my girl, Winnie Mandela. Teach them about Winnie Mandela. Teach her about her.
For sure.
Teach her about Yaa Asadwe. Teach her about them. Teach her about Familio Kuti.
Yes.
Teach them
about these
women. Let's have talks about this. I was one young queen, and she wanted to play Little Tiger. We're going to get to the phone lines, too. I see y'all. She wanted me to play Tiger, Make It Nasty. I didn't know what the song was at first, and I said, well, let me pull it up, because we're at the Boys and Girls Club, so they don't allow a lot of things. I had to go through a lot of red tape before they allowed me to come in and volunteer. I asked about my volunteer form, but they made it clear to me. So I had to go later on when I got home and listen to this song, Make It Nasty. And when I got back, I was like, girl, did your mama know you listened to this? She said, yeah, she was listening to it with me. So,
wow.
It put me in a state of mind where I was kind of disgusted, but then I had to check my diva self and say, you know what, it's a generational thing.
And you want to, like, flashback into, like, the 60s where, like, your neighbors used to beat your kids. Like, you wanted to beat her and then go on and beat her mother. Like, listen to that thing.
But what I did,
what are you doing?
What I did was I prayed on it, and I allowed God to use me. And I keep saying, God, use me as a tool to be an example. In order for something to change, and we all got this popularity, and we got people following us, we need to be a positive change. Follow the positive change. Let's go ahead and bring in my king. My king is here, Jay Will the Realist. Hey, king.
Jay Will.
Hold on. 202-904, holler at us.
What's good? What's good, Quinn?
Jesus.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, King, what's going on?
DJ King is in the building, man. DJ King is
alive.
Just wanted to take
genius.
A moment to call in and show my support to, you know, to all of you, you know, for doing what y'all doing as far as educating, you know, the youth who definitely need it, definitely. You know.
Genius has been my mentor, you guys. Genius has been one of my mentors in this.
All right.
He has been my mentor in such a male-dominating industry, and he's always talked to me as a queen and approached me as a professional. Even on my personal level, he always addressed me as queen. So Thank you, genius. Come on in this thing and help us step our game up, baby. You celebrating the black woman. The woman period.
Oh, yes, definitely. I look at it like this. I'm thankful that they gave us 1 month, but, you know, we need to take every day to learn about our history and our culture, because if we don't know where we came from, then how can we get where we're going?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's very important. And, you know, we have to do more to be able to reach the youth so that, you know, they can better themselves and know these things, you know, because that's a difficult task. Because we live in an era where a lot of youth, you know, they have that I don't care, I don't want to listen to anything mentality. So we have to get, you know, more creative in our approaches to them. And even with the teachers, we need creative thinking in order to be able to reach them so that, you know, they can have the help that they need.
You know what, you had a point there when you said we got to get more creative and we got to provide more palettes. And, you know, the summertime is coming, and especially with the things that we do. And you're right, the kids have, you know, I don't give a nothing attitude. When we was in a generation, when we came up, it was the get over it generation. It was a get over it generation. Get over it. Your mama died, get over it. Your father died, get over it. It's your brothers or your sister, your cousins up, get over it. Your mother or prostitute, get over it. Now we in a generation is, I don't even care no more. I don't care. But that's when we gotta love even more. You know, when was the last time you've seen a messed up youth and say, can I talk to you for a second? And look them in the eye and said, you wanna know something? I love you. And I don't have to know you to love you. And I know that you can do better and you come from greatness. We got to start building that in us. Just imagine somebody came to you on your hard times or your hard day and just looked you in your eye and say, hey, I love you. I think you're awesome.
Man, I wish. It happens, man. In the craziest moments. I was sitting in a coffee shop before, and I don't drink coffee. I was drinking tea. But I was sitting there, and a complete and utter stranger out of nowhere just came up to me and said, you know what, you're going to be very blessed because you have a kind heart and you help people. And this person didn't know me from Adam, you know what I'm saying? And the things that, you know, she was saying, and I mean, she was homeless, you know, but, you know, that doesn't mean that this person wasn't a wise person or a blessed person herself. You know, and for her to even take the time out, because she didn't have to do what she did, to say anything to me, you know.
I love loving on people.
It made me open my eyes to looking at things a little different, you know. And I'm always for helping people, but the one thing I have learned is that sometimes some people don't want to be helped. So I've learned to look more towards helping those who want to be helped or allow themselves to be helped, because it's very difficult trying to help someone who's refusing help, you know. That takes a lot, and that's what the biggest challenge is with dealing with a lot of the youth of today, is because they don't want to hear anything because they've been conditioned and choosing to be that way, you know, is rebellion, basically. You know, we all go through our stages, you know, when we're at home, we got everybody telling us what to do, parents telling us what to do, go to school, we've been told what to do, you know, but the way that they're going about it is not the way to act out, you know, because knowledge is the most important thing, and to deny that, you know, you just be ignorant.
And I'm getting to the phone lines too, but what I've come to realize is there is power in prayer.
Yeah,
prayer,
there it is,
will change a whole situation around like nobody's business. And you got to pray for people. And like you said, some people out there don't want to be helped or they don't want to receive the help. But that should not stop you from praying on them. I mean, seriously. Mm. You should pray on somebody until you get. It's been nice. I've been in this house praying until I'm just tired. I was like, wait a minute, I'm just getting tired praying for this person. But the power of prayer is so important, because you're saying, Father God, protect this person. Let no weapons be formed against them shall prosper, shall work. Give them favor on today. See, your connection to you and your creator, to Father. Father God hears you. And especially if your heart is hopefully in it and you want them to be happy, why wouldn't your creator bless that person? Like, let's think about it. I'm just filled with the Spirit. I've been filled with the Spirit. I'm feeling good. I just got baptized every bit of 2 hours and 45 minutes ago. And I'm so thankful that I stood on God's word and put my own selfish things to the side. Let's go to the phone lines and get some more love.
Yo, real quick, let me talk to Genius real quick for a second. Let me ask him a question, you know, because Genius is a black man, that's an African-American man, and, you know, brother, we celebrating the women tonight, man, so, and I want to make a statement. Every man that's calling into this show, I'm going to say the same thing to you. We celebrating our black women, so you better not get on this show and I have nothing nice to say about your African-American counterpart, your black woman, man. I need you to be nice to these women. Real talk, man. These women put up with a lot of BS, man, a lot of it. Whether it don't even have to be from you. It could be the dude down the street that she worked with. But there's a lot of BS they put up with, and they leave it there. And they come home and still love her. Our trifling behinds anyway. My homie Big Genius, man, I need you, you know, I mean, we were talking about, you know, Diva was throwing a salute to, she picked somebody and I picked somebody. So I need, you know, what African-American woman would you like to salute, you know, in honor of our black woman appreciation night? What African-American woman in history, it could be in history, it could be current, whatever, what would you like to salute? You know.
Well, I'm a change the variable for you, and I'm gonna give a shout out to a bunch of women because there's no one particular woman, and I'm gonna go from era. I'm gonna give a shout out to all of the women, our sisters that were slaves and enslaved during the time of slavery, because what they had to endure during that era, you had to think about what they had to endure. They had to be raped by the masters, deal with all of the heartache and the pain and the suffering, and at the same time try to manage a family.
Yeah, that just
and
that makes me just hurt on
and
their
encourage
side.
Their men while they were out there picking cotton and being beat to death, you know. So for them, you know, if it wasn't for them making it through that, none of us, well, a whole lot of us wouldn't even be here. You know, so for every last one of those women who made the great sacrifice, you know, I take my hat off to them. And I also said that for a reason. When we look at the reason why we have a lot of the issues that we have in relationships in today's times, we have to look at yesterday. Back then, the conditioning that the women had to go through and endure, as well as the men, actually caused the situations that we have today. The black women was basically treated like nothing. They were treated like dogs, like they wasn't worth anything. So that perception was seen over and over again. And that condition, those Willie Lynch tactics, you know, was played over and over in front of them, not justifying the ignorant men of today. But when you seeing these types of things over and over again, it conditions you to be a certain way. But you also have a choice. You can choose, you know, to be different. You can say, hey, you know what? I don't agree with that. I want to treat my woman like the queen she's supposed to be, you know. But, again, like I said, I give my shout out to, you know, all of those pioneers and great women of our history that put us in this position, because like they say, every strong man has a strong black woman behind her, and great women have made great accomplishments throughout history. I mean, look at the land of Nubia, which for 100 years before Egyptian times was actually ran by nothing but women.
Yeah.
So, shout out to all of them.
Yeah.
Thank you, King.
You're welcome. Shout out to that slave women for watching their husband getting their bare ass beat by some white man, you know what I'm saying, or some white master, and crying and going through all that with them and not letting it break them. You feel me? keeping that strength, man.
And, yeah, of course, big shout-out to all the women that support their brothers, those who are not their men, to have given an encouraging word to a brother, you know, and say, brother, you know you better than that. You can do better than that, man. Let's take a little short music break, and then we come back. We're going to get even more into this. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, Space Age James, the hostess of the Step Your Game Up Saturday. G's is live up in here. We appreciate everybody being live up in here. And big shout-out to Elder Barnes Jr., he made this great song called Your Love Is Real, and we're going to showcase it right here on Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Let's go.
Yeah. I love it when you love me, baby. Yeah, I love it when you love me, baby.
Oh, yeah. My complications, you came in and raised them, setting me free. And I don't wanna take your loving for granted, Lord knows I don't. But you make loving so easy, and all I got to say is day in, day out, all year round, your love is real. And I can't help how I feel, love, love. Simple little thing like being your king took all my time. And every situation you and I were placed in, we always shine. And that's why you're mine. Besides, day in, day out, all year round, your love is real. And I can't help how I feel, love, love.
Explaining this just don't work. But I can try. I know that look, that smile, that feel, that touch, even that taste. Your love is real, baby. Every up, every down, every left, every right.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Friday, where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Yo, this your boy Black from Keeping Moving Radio. We're now tuning to my girl Ebony B. Ebony B.
Ebony B.
On Diva Spot, call in live now at 347-850-1521. And don't forget to check her out online at www.divaspotradio.com.
Kane is in the building, nigga.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up. Turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up. Till your speakers scream. Diva Mary Kay about to satisfy your dream. Turn it up, turn it up. Turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up. Turn your volumes up. You know who I'm rocking with is Diva Mary Kay. See, I turn on her station, man, I listen every day. She's different, not the same, that's why people know her name. And when she pumps that volume, everybody goes insane. Calling any station, if y'all hear me. There's no competition in any city. He got a girl that's cool with the guys. Diva Mary Kay, she's smooth like a ride. She's guaranteed to play high records every time. So turn it up, turn it up. Turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up. Turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up. Till your speakers scream. Diva Mary Kay about to satisfy your dream. Turn it up, turn it up. Turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up. Turn your volumes up.
We're going to turn your volumes up on the Spot Radio Stepping Game Up Saturday show. Turn your voice up and tell a sister today that you love her, that you love her for everything that she will be and everything that she ain't. I'm up in this thing with Jay Big. Jay Big is running this show right now. What's up, Jay?
Yes.
And Carline, we see y'all.
What it is, man. If you don't know by now, you should already know, man. It's the show where we celebrating the black woman, man. If you don't say nothing else, man, to a black woman, you know, tell her like Diva said, tell her you love her. If for no other reason, because she carrying a seed. At some point in her life, she gonna give birth to a baby. You know what I mean? That's something that as black men, we would never do. We would never have to do that. And I'm so thankful for that. You know what I mean? I don't think I can handle that right there. Like, you know, then I'm going to be real for a second, though. Like sometimes, you know what I mean? I'm not even trying to be disgusting, but, you know, sometimes, man, just watching her have the woman is painful, you know what I mean? And the cord and everything and the germs and the blood, man. Boy, you
can't even deal with.
You should love women. I love all women for carrying babies. I love all of y'all, man. That's something. I'm content with just holding a leg up. You know what I mean? I don't want to push nothing out, man. Make my stomach hurt, man. I almost passed out. My wife was giving my birth to my children, man. My son, man. I was holding a leg and a head. I was like, I can't do this. I couldn't see. I had to fold her up. Put her in like a headlock and help her push the zone, man. You know, that's not a position as a brother I want to be in, man. I don't like nobody putting me in no headlock, lifting my leg up. I don't like none of that. Brothers, I'm saying brothers, man. I don't know if y'all feel like I do, man. But that's something that as a brother, I just don't want to. I don't want to have to do that. You know, I don't like needles, so you got to get an IV in your arm. You got to get an epidural in your back. You know, you got to get things shots. I don't want none of that. I don't want to have to go through that, man.
Wait, baby,
that's not for me.
Stop worrying.
That epidural was big as my arm. You know what I'm saying? Oh, God, you ain't putting that in my back. I'm sorry, man. You ain't putting that in my back, man. You know, but on a serious tip, man, shout out to the man Genius, man, for calling in, man. And, you know, I want to let everybody know, make sure y'all tune in, you know, this is the sister show, I guess the brother show, every Friday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., you know, 11 a.m., 12 noon. Genius, DJ Genius, next show, powered by Listen Vision. You know, check me out on there. I'll be on there with my other girl, my other queen, you know, another black, strong black woman, my girl, Tony K, the co-host, Tony K, you know, so she be doing her thing, you know, sweet little innocent little girl. But, you know, shout out to Genius for calling in, man. We're going to get back to these celebrating our black women, man.
We got the phone line open, too.
Yeah, let's get to the phone lines. I want to see some of these brothers talk about these.
All right, 202-709, holla at us.
Hey, what's up, man? It's your boy, Tony Lyric. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on, man?
Ain't nothing much, man. How y'all doing?
Man, we chilling, man. We in there. We got spiritual, you know. We celebrating
the African American woman. Diva got baptized tonight, so you know we got to turn it up, man. Getting it in, man.
Congratulations first. I gotta say that, Diva. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, for those who don't know, man, this is Tony Lyric, aka Mr. Make You Rain. You know what I'm saying? Make You Rain on iTunes and Amazon. So go get that, man. That's that Tony Lyric right there. You know, because he don't get out. He don't be out there enough. He don't talk on the, you know, he don't call into the show enough. So, you know, I got to shine light on him when he do be in the building. So, you know, that's that Tony Lyric right there. I did not sing the hook on Make You Rain.
I appreciate that,
that's
man.
That's this guy right here. But, yeah, man, we talking about African-American women, man. We trying to celebrate, you know, our black sisters in the past, present, and future. So, like, man, I'm asking all my fellas that's calling in, man, who you on? You got to salute somebody, at least one. There's got to be somebody you love out there, man. Who is it?
I mean, hands down, first of all, you know, my mom. That's first. You know, I got to give her the utmost credit on that because, you know, that's single black woman, you know, raising me, you know what I'm saying? She ain't quit when a lot of women would have been like, I can't do it. They give up their kids, you know. She stuck in it. It was hard. Made sure I had what I needed. You know, sacrificed a lot of things that she wanted just for me, and I can't do nothing but respect that. I'll never be able to repay her back, you know, for that, you know? You know, that's something that I appreciate and hold dear to my heart to the day I'm not even here no more, you know?
Yeah.
That's
real honest right there. That's real honest. I salute that. That's honesty right there.
It's a tough job, man. And me being a dad, I see how tough it is. I'm like being a black female woman raising a son by herself. You know, certain things that, you know, a lot of people say, well, women, they can't raise a man to be a man. That's not, I disagree with that because my mom did a good job and it can be done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you, bruh, man. Hey, you ain't by yourself, man. My mother raised me, man. My mother raised me. I ain't had no father figure like that. You know, my mother was the father. Mommy was the daddy and the mommy. You know what I'm saying? She was a dual parent. That's
his
tough job,
man.
That's real tough, man, in that situation, man. That's real tough. You know what I mean? We, earlier, you know, we was touching on, you know, I brung up the not too famed and not too spoken of too much, Madame C.J. Walker, who was the first female millionaire, female black entrepreneur, female black millionaire, and, you know, spoke a little bit on how, you know, she had kind of paved the way for the Beyoncés of today to, you know, start their own, you know, clothing companies. For those who don't know, Beyoncé had came out with her clothing line, which was House of Darion. I believe it was about circa, like, 2005 or 6 or something like that. So I brung up Madame C.J. Walker for a reason because, one, she's very important to African-American women, but I also brought her up to make the statement of, you know, that I wish that, you know, just our women, and when I say our women, I mean African-American women, I wish we could actually, you know, come up with these products or come up with companies that actually do something to build on our community versus doing something for our own personal gain and to make ourselves rich. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that giving us clothing is bad or whatnot, so I'm not throwing shade to Beyonce, but I want to, you know, while I got Tony Lyric, and I'm going to land this plane real quick, while I got Tony Lyric on the phone, you know, and I mean, I'm gonna ask you, do you agree or disagree? But right now, I mean, and I speak with Tony personally all the time. Right now, I would venture to go out here and say that our heroes right now, our African-American female role models, are that of Nicki Minaj and Rihanna, who is currently the industry slut for the day or the moment, if you depend on who you ask. She's currently in that role. So this is why I bring up the Madame C.J. Walkers. But, I mean, how do you feel about currently, like, who we got as role models for our black women nowadays, man?
Man, that's a hard one.
And remember, this is only a two-hour show, so don't give me a long list of bad words, you know what I mean?
I mean, the only person I can think of that's a good role model for our women out here, I have to say Michelle Obama. I think she's a good example of what, you know, a lot of the girls coming up should want to, like, pattern themselves after. I don't think Nikki is the answer, even though so many people, you know, do that, which is crazy to me. But I would say Michelle Obama is all right with me. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Shout out to the First Lady, and shout out to Diva, the First Lady of this show, and the queen of this universe over here. And shout out to
Michelle Obama.
Appreciate Tony Lurie
calling
too,
in. Oh, Diva, too, yeah. Man. I mean, I ain't need to leave her out. My bad.
Nah, man,
sorry.
You ain't
not
throwing no shade. We don't do the self-endorsing over here, man. We don't do the ass-kissing over here, man. It's
all right, King Tony Lyrics. Thank you, sweetie. I appreciate that. I know you didn't forget me, and I know I'm always in your prayers. So that's all that matters, really, at the end of the day, is that you pray for me to continue to be a positive role model. And I guess I would say, you know, what are we looking or consider to be a role model? Because there's plenty of women out here who are role models. And let's not forget how the media has a tendency to betray us or to pre-tray us as something evil. Because if you don't know me personally, or if you haven't been in my camp, then you wouldn't know how much of the good things that I'm doing. If we're only looking at what the internet's saying and what the TV is saying, we're lost.
Mm-hmm.
We need to really, and that's my goal for this summer. My goal for this summer, while my son is going over to Jersey and spending time with his other kings, because I cannot teach him how to be a man, and he needs to be with his family, is to not only visit the other temples of the Latter-day Saints, but to get to Michelle Obama's camp. I want to get to Michelle Obama's camp. I want to be able to sit in on talks. I want to be able to go to the brunches and the dinner parties. This is where I'm starting at, because if I go by what the radio, what the TV and what the internet is saying, I'm not getting it for myself. Right. And it would do me justice as a woman, an entrepreneur, and an African-American woman to get a chance to be able to sit down and talk with Michelle Obama and get to know her for real, and get to know the women around her, because she's not doing this by herself. So
that's
We really need to take the time out, like with Beyonce. The media has portrayed her as a type of evil woman. Remember when Beyonce first came out. Now, there is still some good inside Beyonce, but what's being put out in the media and what she's putting out in the media is causing us to look at her as the she-devil, or latest, the Incredible Hulk, G-Hawk. Well, she looked very possessed in that picture. That was horrible. But we know how things can get out of control. Rihanna was a good girl before she went bad. And again, that all goes back to feeding your physical woman more than your spiritual woman, meaning looking at what men has for you and not what God has for you. All women have went through this. I have went through this, losing my identity in a worldly man rather than finding my identity in my Heavenly Father.
Mm. Write that down.
Preach.
That didn't come for me.
Preach.
I got to write that down. I'm going to throw it over to you, King, because I got to write that down.
I'm gonna stick with the topic of we're gonna keep on, you know, saluting our African American woman. I'm gonna stick with the topic of, you know, the female role models of this generation, of this year. And I led the talk a little bit into this for a reason, because I had a woman in mind for this particular segment that I wanna throw a salute to, you know. a lot of you, I put it like this, if you're 18, 19, 20, 21, you probably would be like, who is this? You know, it's not of your generation. You know, you can salute the Nicki Minajs if you want, and I'm not against Nicki Minaj. This show is not to be aimed at tearing Nicki Minaj down.
I will
but,
say Nicki Minaj
I want
lost. I'm sorry, kid. Nicki Minaj
Nicki Minaj, we gonna shoot you a beacon so you can find the North Star and
yeah.
the boss on the side of the tree so you can get back to
it. She got a lot of good in her. She has a whole
yeah.
bunch of good in her, but unfortunately it's buried by all the outside. I just got that song.
She lost and need to be found. I'm gonna stick with and following the trend of like you said, Diva, the media flipping, you know, the perception of what a person is. And I'm gonna bring up the next black woman I want to salute, born Dana Elaine Owens in Newark, New Jersey. Shout out to Newark and shout out to Brick.
Brick City.
You probably know her better as. Yeah, you probably know her better as, you know, instead of Dana Elaine Owens, you probably know her better, you know, as Queen Latifah, you know. I'm going to shout out Queen Latifah, salute to her. You know, she's a female rapper, you know, female, I won't even say rapper. She's an MC, she's an artist, singer, actress, model, comedian. She do it all, songwriter. Excuse me. You know what I mean? And me and Dope Ass had many an argument about who's better between her and MC Light, and I still say it's Queen Latifah. And he can go to hell if you think that.
Yeah,
hell, he can go to hell if you don't agree with me. Shout out to Dope Ass. Shout out to Dope Ass, man. But still. And Queen Latifah, born in Newark, New Jersey, lived in East Orange, so she got around New Jersey. She was a daughter of Rita, a teacher at Irving High School. And daughter of Rita Latifah, who was a teacher, who was a teacher at Irving High School, and Lancelot Owens, who was a police officer. Her parents was divorced when she was 10. Her stage name, Latifah, which a lot of people question, like, what is a Latifah, is Arabic, which means delicate and very kind. It's Arabic. So, you know, she was in Islamic when she was younger. She was into the Nation of Islam and found a book and went through the names. She's like, I like Latifah. Hey, let me stick with that. 1989. That's when her real musical career kind of kicked off. She started in 89, got signed to Tommy Boy Records. Her first album was All Hail the Queen in 1989. She was 19 years old. Powerful stuff. She went on to release a slew of albums, you know, did a slew of songs. One of my particular favorites of hers is the song Ladies First, which she did with Moni Love, which is
Ladies First.
Just building that African-American woman pride back up, you know. And also one of her other songs that a lot of people, you know, tend to forgotten about, came out about, I would say, 1992. It was called... The simple term for it was unity, but the hook of the song was straightforward. U-N-I-T-Y. You know what I mean?
Unity. Who you calling her?
And the woman is, yeah, she was such a powerful woman that in the middle of a verse, she says, who you calling a bit like the dude? You know what I mean? You just kind of like just your head turned. Like, who are you calling a bitch? Like, think about it. There's a woman say, don't call me no bitch. I won't call myself one. You know what I mean? Can I say bitch on there? I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah.
No, you can't. Stop saying it.
I'm sorry. My bad, the B word. Who are you calling a B word? You know what I mean? She was the one that, you know, kind of led that whole movement. Don't call me that. You know, I respect myself. I respect who I am. You know, don't call me that. Queen Latifah also was a star of many TV shows and movies. She starred in a sitcom on Fox that aired for 5 years called Living Single. Her and Kim Fields and my girl Erica Alexander, you know, they did their thing on that joint, you know, and Erica Alexander, I think she got her start on The Cosby Show, and Kim Fields got her start as Tootie from The Facts of Life. So she was on the show with them. She was in the movie House Party 2 with Kid and Play, rappers Kid and Play. She played the host of one of the parties that Omar Epps DJed at in the movie Juice. She kind of had a bit role in there along with Tupac and Omar Epps. She was in the movie Jungle Fever. She had her own talk show from 1999 to 2001 called The Queen Latifah Show. She featured on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air with Will Smith, hanging with Mr. Cooper with Mark Curry and Holly Robson Peete. She starred in the movie Set It Off, which was probably one of the best movies ever, like, for women. Just crazy movie, Set It Off.
She set it off.
Yeah, she killed that movie, you know. But let me see. In addition to that, you know, she got an Oscar for the musical adaptation of the movie, of the Broadway play Chicago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She won an Oscar for that. So, you know, she was doing her thing. You know, she did her thing. In 2003, probably one of the movies that I wasn't feeling too much, I guess because she was starring alongside an old white guy, but, you know, Steve Martin with the film Bringing Down the House. But she looked good in that movie, though. I give her that. I mean, just a slew of movies, Scary Movie 3, Barbershop 2, Hairspray, Beauty Shop, just a slew of movies she done, slew of albums, slew of movies, you know, I bring her up to say this, for a woman that's done so much in her career and done so many things to uplift the African-American woman, I wanna ask the media, like, why do we really care who she's sleeping with at the end of the day? Why do we care if she's with another woman or if she's with a man? Like, why do we care about that? You know what I mean? Is that really important to you? You know, is that really what you wanna think about when you think of Queen Latifah? Is she really a lesbian or not? You know, is that what we want to chase after?
I mean, it's for many different reasons, too. We got to get to the phone line, too. But I think that's for many different reasons as far as people looking at people's sexuality and who they with. You know, you got some that say, you know, homosexuality or lesbianism is an abomination to God. Some people just want to get all up in her business and just want to highlight the negative things. And you know what? You love who you love. I don't have any problem against, you know, gay people. And, you know, I'm a Christian. It really doesn't matter to me who you loving on, as long as you loving them right. But I will say, and it may sound crazy, to have this thing in moderation. Because just to think, if people just to say, I don't want to be with a man no more, and I don't want to be with a woman no more, and then we're not together anymore, how can we reproduce? I mean, I just, that's what God put us on earth. That's one of the commandments, to go forth and reproduce, to be together and reproduce. So I know they got all this artificial insemination and, you know, all of this stuff, but that ain't nothing but another way for men. And mind you, I'm saying man, not white man, not Chinese man, not Hindu man, not Korean man, not Japanese man. I'm saying man. To all men to profit off of. Let's bring Denai in the building. Let's go over to Chicago. Cha-cha, holla at us, Queen. Hey, Queen. Denia, 773-759, holla. All right. We're going to get back to you.
Yeah. I was gearing up. Like, I'm on a salute. Denia, yay, that's my girl.
She's another strong black entrepreneur. Yeah, we can definitely salute her. Denia Designs for You. Y'all make sure y'all check her out and follow her on Facebook, too, under Danielle T. Carroll. Y'all got to check out her jewelry. I got my jewelry in the mail. So fly. She sent me my earrings with my bracelet, my clear pieces, and my purple pieces. Because, J.B., y'all know that this purple is my color for this year because it's a royal color. But boy,
yes,
when I step out with these pieces on for my birthday weekend, oh, Diva is going to have nothing but the Denia Designs for You on for her birthday week. I don't need nothing else.
I don't need not
looking
one
like
more
royalty.
Yes.
Looking like royalty.
Looking like royalty. I'm not even going to tell y'all what I'm going to do. I'd rather show you. And that's one thing I want to say to everybody, and especially my women, since we saluting our women today. Ladies, there's no need to tell nobody what you do. Show them. Show them.
For sure.
I didn't tell a lot of people I was getting baptized. It was only a handful. I don't need to tell you. I'd rather show you. Look at me. And my baptism for me was very, very sacred. And one thing I want to say to you too, ladies, when you sacrifice something, doing something, telling somebody something, you keep it sacred. So you're going to want to sometimes sacrifice yourself, I mean in your body, your love, your time, your money. You want to keep it to yourself and be a little selfish at times to keep it sacred. Because all the nurturing and support that we have, it does not have to go to everybody. And a lot of us get all frizzled, you know, and we get lonely and we just want somebody to hold. No, hold yourself.
Yeah.
Just try to keep your body sacred, because if you keep your body sacred, you will be able to see that person for who they are and what their intentions is by removing the physical aspect of it. And actually, the love grows stronger when you keep the panties tight. And I'm only saying that by experience. Word up.
Yeah, that was raw. That was raw. But, yeah, it's the truth, though. It's raw, but it's raw truth. You know what I mean? You know, and that's, like I said, it goes back to just, like D was saying, you know, show what you're going to do, what you talking about it for, you know. And I believe, and the more the story with Queen Latifah, you know, is that, you know, if we look at over her man, what is it? She started in 1988, so what are we talking about, 25 years? You go back and look over the span of a 25-year career, and it's still going, you know, because she ain't dead.
Strong.
She ain't stopped nothing. You know what I mean? She done nothing but show us what she's about, what she's trying to do, from who you calling a B to, you know, ladies first to, you know, she was in Brown Sugar with a... Sanaa Lathan. Yeah, she was in Brown Sugar with Sanaa Lathan. That's like my all time, one of my favorite movies with her and Mos Def, Sanaa Lathan. You know, she was in that. Like, she ain't did nothing but show and prove all this time. So let her come out the closet if she want to come out the closet. Why are we snooping around waiting, you know, trying to prove that she's a lesbian and whatnot? Let her have her private life. And let what she do in the public, let that be the what guides us. Let that be the beacon of light that guides us. Let us follow the moves that we making right now. We got this movement right now where all black women calling each other the B word. After she done went through years of saying, don't call me that, dude. Don't call me that. Two brothers. Like,
I punch
him dead
in his eye.
Yeah, you know, in the video for the song, you and I see why she punched the dude. She punched the dude in the face. Like, you calling me a B? Stole dude off the top. Y'all are turning around calling each other the B word now. Like, it's cool. Like, it's something to do. Like, your term of endearment. Just like son or you know, we call each other, you know, my dude, my G. Nah, it's not a term of endearment. It's a term that's looking, making y'all both look stupid. Both of y'all looking stupid. You know what I mean? This woman has fought for years. For you want to talk about the Susan B. Anthony's and the women that fight for the people's rights to vote or fight for women's rights to express themselves. And this is another woman that's fought for all of you black women's rights out there. She put up in an industry that's male-dominated and on sign the labels that Tommy Boy Records. You know, I could bring in people that sit there and tell everybody, Tommy Boy Records is a graveyard. There's nowhere you want to be, you know, if you want to be trying to make a statement. You know what I mean? De La Soul got raped on Tommy Boy Records.
Everybody
got raped. Pretty much everybody got signed over there got raped. So, I mean, she was on Tommy Boy. She was on, you know, she and she was a woman. So just add all that up. It's a woman trying to make it in a male-dominated industry, and she's making records talking about, you ain't going to call me a B. You know what I mean? And women is just undoing that day after day after day, getting on these reality TV shows, you know what I'm saying, talking about we the bad girls club and this and that. Oh, I'm
but
sorry,
you know
I
what I come to realize that, J-Biggs, and I don't mean to cut you off. Those
nah,
women
you good, you good.
That
I'm about to
that.
Make up this shut down over here.
Yeah, yeah, I see you getting
we about to get shut
just,
down.
I'm here, Queen. That's all right. But the women who do that, I come to realize those women are the ones who want the attention the most. They out-seek or out-search sort of search attention or to get what am I trying to say? To be like they need our they need our approval. Why is it that you need your approval and you need to tell everybody how bad you are and how much you're doing and, you know, have a foul mouth and of course they come from broken homes, broken backgrounds. But I come from a broken home and a broken background. That's why I take it upon myself to make the change. And I say this, a million times, and I've said it before. I'm not concerned with being popular. I'm concerned with being effective. And it just amazes me sometimes when women come into my store at Tacoma Mall at Fuego, and I say, "Good morning, Queen. Welcome. How you doing?" You know, and this one girl was like, "Did you call me Queen?" I said, "No, I called you a Queen. I know you a queen. You a queen, right?" She said, "Oh, thank you. Yes." I could tell that nobody had called her a queen, maybe even in her life or ever before. But it just goes with those women. I understand what they're going through, but it ain't nothing but an identity crisis. The Bad Girls Club, there is nothing bad about that women. They should call it the Broken Girls Club. That's what they should call it. Because those women are broken. They're damaged. They're angry, they're confused, they got anger issues, they got physical issues, and all they want to do is put up this facade and say, "Don't mess with me," or, you know, "I'll beat you down," or "You, I'm not the one to deal with." But what they really want, deep down in the desire of the heart, I mean, where it really counts at, they want somebody to love them, respect them, make a real woman out of them. So, you know, I don't entertain those type of shows because it ain't doing nothing but brainwashing me and brainwashing the people around me who watch those shows. What it does is, when you're watching that for that 45 minutes or 30 minutes or that hour show, you fail to realize that you downgraded yourself by participating in the effery. That did not. What was it about that show that helped you to better build yourself and make you a better woman, a better wife, a better businesswoman, or a better mother? Nothing. Nothing.com. All you did was take in some rationing. So eat on that. So what I'm going to do is go into a break and go into some a music break, and we're going to get into some scientific. I'm going to let y'all chew on that. And when we come back, we got 31 minutes left in the show. Let's go.
The best. Scientific on this one. Yo, soccer deal, what up?
Two grandma hunters on the block here. Yeah.
Yo, let's go.
Tell your mama and your papa say I like you, girl. Send your papa to Salanta, I like you, girl. The way you do move on, they make out of sin. The way you do dance on, they make out of sin. Tell your mama and your papa say I like you, girl. Tell your papa and Salanta, I like you, girl. Then when you they move on, they make out of
sin. Scientific, baby.
Then when you they
want to work,
then
I'll be. What up, what up, would you be my girlfriend? You got characteristics of a wife and not a male friend. Making love and party, we could do it often. When you transform somebody, beat it to my offspring. All these gold diggers get off him. All these niggas pain cause I'm forcing. Y'all so beautiful, your body just suitable. I don't really care what it costs me. Get it, get it, I ain't no player girl. Perfect definition of the God, like you said I was. Loving, caring, faithful, loyal, and you know the rest. Understanding, respect, and truth, we will be the best. The way you move, I really wanna be that. No need to put it on me, already feeling the impact. Scientific together, we both shine. Cause I really don't mind. Tell these girls it's our time.
Tell your mama and your papa say I like you, girl. Send your papa and Salanta, I like you, girl.
Okay. Check it out, so this I'm fine for Paulina and then Hoya Motang, and then Medano, my son, I come on the moon, go a bowl, the Dakota, a famous solo lip, and Christian, I'm a quadrigo. Hey, Mama Sumunyome, Namintiment to my Kumi Musa Fuantene, where you miss with the pie, may you be my number in Chene, and my Lord Dua Pome, one on a with Simi Hene. Hey, she be the Papushi top of my crew. How many girls be fit for Tema? Two, Sako de Bidu, not with Sando Mujoni Q, and I want to see you bounce, but you're not the day I do. Money, 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 and on a money best, I will never leave a honey for any stupid girl, where they come in the witcher, a champion, I care. And you come the door, so soon you are there.
Me, I never, never, never gonna give my heart to anyone. You know, be my baby. And I know, say, you be the one who goes at the L. And I feel tell by the way you move.
The way you move.
I feel
like
you tell by the way you move.
The way you
move.
So they make it.
So tell your mama and your papa, say, I like you, girl. Send your back card and silence, I like you, girl. The way you move.
And the fathers and introducing themselves and saying, I like your daughter. I love your daughter. I got one of my young kings, MCG, a.k.a. Makata Grace, live in the building, and you want to share a couple of things. Big shout out to all my youth. Big shout out to all my young men and all my young queens who know how to respect themselves. I'm going to pass the mic over to Makata. Makata, go ahead and put that thing going. Speak to the people. Let them know who you are.
Hi. My name is for sure, MCG, Makata Drake. And I want to say to you women out there,
Women
in the club out there and in the world, that some body is like a temple. It's sacred. Can't be going around taking it, dropping it low, you know, to anybody. Your body is a sacred thing. And You should only show your body to people that you're comfortable to show them.
Your husband.
Your husband, doctor. Only your husband or your doctor. That's it. Nobody else. And those girls in the clubs, they need to know that too. Only show your body to the doctor or your husband or your boyfriend.
My man. That's what I'm talking about. Let them know. How old are you, man? How old are you? You sound like a wizard. You sound like you've been to college a couple of times. How old are you, brother?
I'm 10 years old.
Yeah, and if he got it, what's wrong with the rest of y'all?
Well, he's going to make some
woman out there, a real happy woman, man.
Yes, mama has done a very good job with you.
He's on his way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm going to get off the mic right now. I don't want to be taking my mom's shine. So here, mom.
You can never take my shine.
Ain't no winner step aside. That's what I'm talking about.
Right? Love it. You have taught him well, Ms. Diva.
Oh, thank you, you guys. I appreciate that. That's God right there, you know. Is God moving me to set an example? Makai has been with me through Hurricane Katrina in my life, and now he's enjoying paradise with me. So every time he seems to amaze me, and the whole husband and doctor thing, that was really good. I couldn't hear y'all talking because he got the headphones and the mic on.
Yeah.
But that was really dope, and, you know, Makai, I salute you, my young king, and I know you're going to make a great husband, and you're going to definitely have a great wife as you grow up. So a big
all right. Yeah. My man, he came in and he said, you know, I'm do my little thing. I'm say my little two-piece,
right?
And get in the 15. I'm going to slide right on out the way because I don't want to take the shine. You know, he was real, and he respect his mama. My gracious, my Lord, he respect his mama.
Amen, because, man, these kids I had today. Ooh, baby.
Man, we got Denai in the building. You know, salute the African-American queen, entrepreneur, jewelry designer. You know, we got Denai in the building. So what's up with you? You know, how you feeling? You know, it's African-American Ladies Appreciation Night, so I just wanted to salute you and all your contributions to to our society, our life.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Much love.
There ain't nobody
with you. See the FDB over there, man. She's definitely doing her thing, and she's making sure to, she's making her son right. I mean, oh. Diva, can you teach lessons, please? Because
what for these kids? Open up school,
I will.
Man.
All you gotta do is pay for my airfare. Let put give me a blow up master's on the floor somewhere. You know, I'll come. That's all I'm asking for.
Why do you need to teach lessons?
Travel fare,
man.
And in a bed or a blow up mattress, and Diva will come. Best believe I will come. It is nothing but pure love, dedication, correction. And every 2 weeks or every other week, I have my son take me out to dinner. I give him my debit card. We get dressed up. He paid him, he opened my door. I let him pay it. When the bill comes, I'm like, oh, you can pass it to him. I let him, you know, because, you know, think, and bless his father. Shout out to you, David. Makai's father passed away when he was 1.5. But David's spirit is so strong in Makai, and in me, he was a stuttering gentleman. So he put me in a position, and he worked through Makai to say, this is what you do, Evan. It is just a feeling that'll come over me. Let my son treat you like a woman. Don't worry about no woman. Let my son do it.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's real.
That's
real,
awesome.
Yeah. Man,
and
we had more princes. If we had more princes out here like Makai, man,
we wouldn't have these damn problems.
Probably be a better society.
Shoot,
we
wouldn't have
these
little kids
around in these jeans that's too tight. Look like long johns and whatnot. We wearing these long john jeans, and, you know, we'd be like Makai, man.
We wouldn't
take
have
our
these guys with these pants. Exactly, we wouldn't have these kids with these pants hanging out their butt and they can't even walk. We would not have that.
But you know what? I build Makai up. You know, when his name is in America, it's actually an African name. It's actually pronounced Mikey, M-A-H-T-I, Mikey, and it means loyalty. I picked his name out for that reason alone. His name means loyalty, so he can be loyal to not only his mother, but to the word of God. And I praise my son, and I praise him as if he was a king, and I always say, you're a king. You come from royalty. This is what is expected of you, to be a good leader, a great father, and a strong worshiper of God. And I don't have anything against anybody else religious, but as long as you get that spiritual peace in your life and you work on your spirit person and you stay committed to those 10 commandments, because no matter if you're Baptist, Muslim, apostle, non-denominational, none of that, those 10 commandments do not change. So what I have done into breaking generational curses. I'll say that. Let me say that. I'm going to tell you the reason why I'm doing it. To break generational curses, I talk to my youth and my child as if they were young queens or young princes and princesses. Like, they are going to take the throne when one of us dies or move on.
Right. Yeah.
That's
all the way. That's the truth. I mean, I try to raise my son like that, you know. Tell him, you know, this how you got to behave. You know, you can't be wilding out here, man. You know, that's the problem with our society. You know, our fellas is just not getting it anymore, man. At a young age, we not getting it, you know.
And
we
got to
change that.
Well, but I think another thing, but I think that even besides that, I think like a lot, too many parents allow their children to just watch whatever, listen to whatever. Like, people don't understand. There is stuff like Disney, it's like Radio Disney and Kids Bop for children specifically. Your child should not know Lil Wayne songs. Your child should not know Nicki Minaj's songs. I'm sorry, they're so not for kids. You might have heard a couple of edited versions, but they're not for children. Wake up, people.
Even the edited version, it's like, it's still the innuendo is still there. Like, you know, what's the one song Nicki Minaj got? What's that one joint? Her and then Lil Wayne did the song called Knockout. Man, just pick one. Any song. Like, I heard the one joint Wayne and her did is called Knockout. song is about sex, flat out. Like, he's saying, she's saying you can get the knockout. Like, you can get the, you know, basically you can get the box. But they said knockout instead of box. So it's like, you know, you can get, basically, you know, in the song, like, even though it's not saying you can get, you know, some sex or whatever, the innuendo is still there. I know what you're talking about. So
and
if I know, I'm sure my son knows because he ain't stupid.
Exactly.
Well,
and he only said
much,
but he still ain't stupid. You know what I mean?
I'm not agreeing with letting them listen to that type of music. If we teach our kids what's right and wrong, if we teach our kids dignity, morals, and respect, they will be turned off from that type of music.
True.
But here's the thing. We live in a sick society. We live in a jacked up society. But we need to prepare them for this. Like, like 2 weeks ago or last week or whatever, you know, one of my family members was like, you really going to show Makai the Emmett Till story? You really going to show Makai about slavery and what happened? Yes, I'm going to show him in the most graphic way and what we went through. I'm going to show him the good and the bad. So, Raisin, before he seen that, though, we have always been told and taught about our culture and our people have done great things and we are great leaders. And
right.
I said that to say this. Some things our kids need to be exposed to at a certain age. At a certain age, they need to be exposed to because the reality that we live in. Because if we don't teach them or don't show them, and when they get out on their own in their adult world, they're going to be so naive that they can be taken advantage of really fast and become bitter and become murderers and become molesters. So we need to have conversations about, and I say conversations or education or knowledge-ation, I just made that word up, knowledge-ation with our kids about certain topics and things that's going on, because guess what? When they leave out of our houses, they are exposed to that anyway.
Right, exactly. Believe it or not, and I promise you, the schools are not going to teach them everything. There's so much the schools won't teach them. Like, they'll sit there and they'll mandate books that...
Oh, man. School is crazy.
Do not let's say African-American mixed at all. And, I mean, like I said, I had supposed to read a book in high school that, like, the N-word was all over the book, and I was like, I quit, I refuse, I'm done, I don't want to do this. I am not going to do this. But the thing is, the reason these still have this mess in here is because parents have said nothing, and they sit there and just like, okay, let it go. You can't just let everything go. That's one thing I think, that's the biggest thing for people. Do not just let it go. Do not just say, because, oh, it's mandated, we have to do it. You don't have to do a damn thing. Take that F and realize that you took that F because you chose to take that F because you were standing up for yourself and you were uncomfortable with what you were being taught or what you were told you were supposed to be taught.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, you got so many children dropping out. They just, if they not going to give it to you, which most of the times they not going to give it to you, you just got to go look for it. Work a little bit harder. Go to the library. Go use that internet for more than just downloading the latest game and get you on some Wikipedia. Get on, you know, Google search something other than, you know, Janet Jackson boo popping out or Beyonce's funny faces she was making at Super Bowl at halftime.
Right.
Google something.
Mm-hmm.
Google some information. Google something that's going to help build your spirit and build your mind up. And strengthen you as a person. And don't just stick with the first link or whatever the first hyperlink is that you click on. Go and click on all the rest of them and read the stuff over and over again, which is what I personally do. I might click the first link, I read it, but I don't believe the first thing I read. I read every link under it. You know, I might read five or six different links about the same thing because I want to make sure that what I'm reading is the wholehearted, honest to God truth. You see what I mean? So I'm going to get the information. And, like, you know, anybody can write something and spin it their own kind of way. I research. Basically, that's what we need to do as people, as students, as people in life. We need to research whatever it is we do. When's the last time you know, you did a research paper, they tell you look up, read 2 books, 3 books, 4 books about something, and then write your paper. When the last time we did that? When we didn't have to. We don't do that anymore. We're not teaching our children to do that.
You know what about the experience? Let's talk about that too, you guys, because it's like you said, researching, but experience. And I guess I'm coming from a mother's point of view, especially when it calls into teaching.
Right.
With the children, they like sweets, making cookies, cooking dinner. You know, we can do that as far as we can do as far as like having them help us measure. That's fraction.
Mm-hmm.
The reading part of it.
Yeah, I understand.
The kids think we can
incorporate
that.
I definitely agree with what you're saying. I was just speaking from like an informational point of view. But yeah, when you're talking like, you know, it's always good to have somebody physically doing something. Like I say all the time, you know, we said it on the show dealing with obesity. Get out there and play with your kids. Go outside with your kids. What are you sending your children outside to play for? You don't know what they're doing. Go outside and play with your kids. It's not for them, for you. You see what I mean? You sitting there collecting HDL cholesterol and bad blood cells and whatnot because you don't want to get off your iPad long
enough.
Because
you
want to
sit on the couch and watch Bad Girls Club. And
watch them. Who's going to be the father on Maury and who ain't? I mean, just
goodness. That's another thing I'm really not concerned about who your baby daddy is. I know who mine is. You know, I don't really care about, you know, who Little Ripley's is. I know who mine was. I know who he is now. He's present in my life. But the thing about it is experience and Queens, my sisters, I say this, travel.
Yeah.
And I say this for a few reasons. The first reason, travel brings on knowledge. You learn something different when you travel out of your comfort zone. Two, kids learn through travel. It's in the sight, in the seeing. Three, the peacefulness of it. I know one day I could just go downtown, Tacoma, jump on the train, pay my $7 and just get lost. You don't necessarily have to have a destination. It's just the experience of life to travel and to go. Because if you're sitting in the house all day, or if you're doing your routine, get up with the kids, go to work, get off work, come home, you're not really doing anything for you. You're not going anywhere. And then when you get those two love handles, the tire and the spare tire in the back, now you want to start cussing out everybody. It's your fault. That's on you, bro.
Right.
And then a lot of times you're talking about, well, I got to do this for the kids. And no, you don't. Get a babysitter. Go travel. Go on somewhere.
Yeah.
Go.
Exactly.
Even said you're going to turn to a damn 18-wheeler before you know it.
Before you know it, you will be wilding it all outside, depressed, low self-esteem, angry. Now you miss bitter. You miss bitter. Miss Bitter ain't getting nowhere. Miss Bitter ain't doing nothing but getting thicker. Come on now. Get up and get out and do something for you. Stop worrying about them men and them kids. They're going to be all right. Guess what? You have took care of them house all these years that they in autopilot. We lose our identities. Calm down, Diva.
I think too many people just have to stay in their hood.
I'm getting better, so you should be going outside the city.
Like, if you stay on your block, you're not going to know it. Like, I know people, unfortunately, that live in Chicago and live on the west side and just went downtown when they turned, like, 20. I'm like, seriously? It's a train ride. Are you kidding me? You know, or people that like that live out south that still don't know what's up north because they haven't come any further than like Brown or Fullerton. I'm just like, are you kidding me?
And that's in
really?
Your state.
And y'all drive. It's in your city. Like, it's in the same city. Like,
it's in your city.
I was like, really? Are you kidding me? I've been traveling. In the city since I was born and around, like, the Midwest since I was, like, what, five? So, come on now. Between and performing, come on, Joe. Are you kidding me? How do you not know how to get around the city already? How do you not know how to, you know, how do you not know how to jump on Amtrak, Metro, all that stuff?
Because they didn't.
You grown. Really?
They didn't get the desire to do so. They always made an excuse why they couldn't do it. You got to make it to the other side.
Shout out to Jesus. Amen. Well, we got why we got you on the phone tonight. You know what I'm saying? We doing, we celebrating African woman, African American woman today. You know what I mean? And you know, like I said before, I, you know, want to send my thanks to you for coming through tonight, rocking with us tonight on African American Woman Appreciation Night. And I just want to ask you, you know, is it anything that, you know, any tips you can give us brothers, like not like myself, because, of course, I'm good. I know how to treat my women, you know.
No, you don't.
How to treat my queen. But I'm talking about those heathen brothers out there that just be screwing up all the time. You know, can you give them some tips?
Biggest thing in the world, my name is not bitch. I don't ever want to be referred to as bitch. The next time I hear that when I'm on air with somebody, I'm just going to go off. Like, that's not, we're the bitches that if you even say that, I'm just going to flip. Like, don't do it. And guarantee you that I am an advocate, so I will go in all day and believe that. But I think another thing, gentlemen, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'll say it to y'all, do it. If y'all don't pull your pants up, next time I'm taking a picture, and I swear I'm posting it on that, so to show you how crazy you look, because it's getting bad. Because you're sitting there trying to run and you're trying to point yourself. Right. Come on now. No, don't do it. Don't do it. It's not cute. It's not sexy. And all these up-and-coming artists, it looks horrible on stage. Horrendous. You wonder why you ain't getting paid for yourself? Look at how you're dressing. Wait. One more thing. And if you in a city where there are so many murders, if your set begins with a murderer song, I am tuning you out the rest of your set because I don't care what you have to say. And that means something because I book artists for interviews on the show. So y'all might want to actually pay attention to what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Say that.
Brother. Do not start your set with "I'm going to kill that nigga." Not going to happen. He going to kill you before you even get to the second verse. I'm just being real right now. Yo, it's not
true.
Gonna happen.
Yeah, I went to show last night and I had that. Like, so we've had tons of murders. Everybody's heard about, you know, the young lady that was called Hadia, you know, who, you know, and so after all that and all the other mess you've had, these boys decided to have their entire set about murder, putting fake guns into the camera and all that. I'm like, you know what? Nope. You would never, ever, ever have me curse that foot in this venue again because you allowed this to be here and encouraged it and allowed them to go on for like 7 songs. No! I don't accept the venue no more. We done. I ain't ever bumping the no more.
I don't understand, like, just how, and I mean, it could just be a Chicago thing, you know, but I see it all the time, but I don't understand how, like, how is that such a big thing? Like, you got, you know, what was it, the dude that was beefing with Chief Keef or whatever got murdered, and it was like jokes and tweets about it and whatnot, and, like, you know, I went to see, like, his Facebook or whatever, and he has pictures of him with, like, guns in the picture, and, you know, and he turned around and got murdered, and now his mom's on the news talking about, you know, I know Keith did it, he know what happened. So it's like, you know, how do you not learn? Just like, look, I need to stop. Like, I'm gonna end up like JoJo. You know what I mean? How do you not do that?
What happens is they get these kids so incredibly young, and I'm talking like 9, 10, 11 years old, okay?
Young.
And they tell them, you know, this is what you do, this is how you don't get caught, yada, 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 you know, and all that kind of mess. And they tell them because when you get when you're that young, you can't get charged. You know, most if you don't get caught, you can't get charged and all that kind of stuff. And like, and if you do get charged, you can't get charged with murder at 9. You know what I'm saying? But so they're getting these little kids out here doing all this craziness, and they grow up. If they grow up, then they get to the point where they're chiefs and yada yada yada, and this, you know, because Chief Keef, I'm pretty sure Chief Keef is it. That's not like a nickname. Just so y'all know,
right?
Y'all sitting there praising this boy, and I'm pretty sure Chief Keef is not a nickname. Go ahead and research what he does. And it's so frustrating for me. I'm like seeing him, loudest like him, you know, get signed, and I'm like, first of all, listen to his music and. It's not the business, and, you know, he's not a positive role model at all. But now he always changes ways and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, really? No, after you get locked up? I don't think so. You know, but like I said, these kids have this misconception about what the life is. They have no idea what they're getting themselves into, or they haven't. Those kids have just been on the block and they've gone nowhere else. So they don't know there is anything else, you know, and so what happens is just they have this mentality of, like, you know, it's okay to kill people because the life doesn't mean anything, and they looked at me wrong, so I can just shoot them. And I'm just like, this is a huge problem. Like, they're not even following the laws of what organizations were supposed to be in the first freaking place. So they, like, completely disregarded everything,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, And I hate to play music, I really do. However, there are too many artists that are promoting this. Way too many. And the mainstream artists are learning this, and then they're not promoting it as much. But underground artists are promoting it like crazy. There's just those street scenes. And I blame World Star Hip Hop and YouTube for allowing it. And sitting there and, like, you know, if you get in the fight, you know, scream World Star and put on for free and then charging people to put things on their site, because you are promoting this incredible negative bullshit behavior. And so people think it's cool. They think it's fun. Oh, I'm going to get all these views and blah, 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 and I'm going to get all this money. Okay, so when we're talking about YouTube views and how it translates financially, I think Siam had over 45 million YouTube views, right? That man only made
$8 million.
Only made $8 million. So think about those numbers and think about, do you really want to sit there and risk your life for a little bit of change? Because he got screwed on his money. Believe that. And I'm sure he's not the only one. So, you know, before you're thinking, oh, I have all these YouTube views and I'm the YouTube sensation, don't pay attention to all that.
You're
not going to
live long enough to enjoy it. That's what I'm
saying.
That's my
problem.
You ain't going to live, these kids in Chicago or whatever, not living long enough to enjoy it. So, Chief Keef, a.k.a. Sosa, and for those who don't understand what the Sosa thing is, holler at me offline because I'm not trying to get the show shut down. Chief Keef got, what, $6 million for his deal? He can't even enjoy it because he's locked up. You know what I mean? If not, he's out. He gonna end up where JoJo at. So it's like you're not enjoying the views, the money, the prosperity, the fame. You're not even enjoying it because you got to run around and fit for your life pretty much. You know, you
exactly.
can't do what you want to do.
With that
and
being
that's
said,
how it is.
Mm-hmm. Guys, we got about a minute left. With that being said, Queens, we salute you. And we praise you, and we think that you are priceless. You are valuable.
Mm-hmm. Love
we are
y'all.
So valued in the woman. We are nothing without the woman. Farrakhan said it, paradise is with the woman. It is time for you to start conditioning yourself to your royalty. Strip from all your negative and ratchet ways and get back to your queendomship because you are still a queen.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show tonight, for everybody for stepping their game up tonight, my son, everybody that supported us and support women. We love you guys. You are more than just a woman. You are a conqueror of all things. You create life. So now it's time for you to make it to the other side. I'm going to go ahead and let Jay Biggs go ahead and take us up out of this thing, and we're going to get up out of here with this hot song, By the Roots. And it's on the other side, and it's featuring Miss Betty White.
another
Ooh.
Powerful woman.
Yeah, all I want to do is I just want to shout out our black women, you know, black women appreciation. I'm keeping it real short and simple and denying, you know, I want to give much praises to you. Just keep doing what you're doing out there in Chi-Town, you know, and just know that things are going to change. Change is coming. You know, we just got to stay strong, stay with our morals, and stay with, you know, and get close to God, man. We got to get our women back in the church.
Amen. Yeah. But Kyle, take us up out of here. All right. Hey, bro. Put the mic right here. I wanted to say a prayer before we get out of here. So can you please bow your head and close your heart, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you, God, for giving us this day to live. Thank you, God, for getting us through the womb and the way. Thank you, God, for correcting us. Thank you, God, for, you know, having this radio. Thank you, God, that my mom got baptized. Thank you, God, that other people got baptized. Thank you, God, for, you know, thank you for haters. Well, not exactly, but you know, haters gotta hate, and, you know, people don't support. And that's all what matters. And I wanted to say that right now. So, in Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.
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 Happy
Saturday.
Salute.
Happy game of Saturday. The kids stepping up their game. Sorry, stepping up their game.
The haters, step your game up, haters.
Haters, step
your game
up.
Haters.
And make it to the other side. Get out of this thing.
We obviously need to tone it down a bit. Run around town, spending time like it's counterfeit. Everybody catching hay fever like sinuses. Step in my arena, let me show y'all who the highness is. You might say I could be doing something positive. Humble head down, low and broke like promises. Soaking and broken in a joke like comics is. Not enough paper to be paying folks compliments. But when that paper got low, so did my tolerance. And it ain't no truth in the dead without the consequence. Listen, if not for these hood inventions, I'll be just another kid from the block with no intentions. On a dock at bay, serving a life sentence. Even if I'm going to hell, I'm going to make an entrance. Yeah, let them know I'm getting cheese like omelets is. But I'm the toast of the town like Thomas. Remembrance of faces from the past we no longer have an image of. Carrying cold blooded hearts that never been for love. Brothers keep going for theirs but never get enough. World travelers have seen it all and did enough, only to return and learn the world wasn't big enough. Damn, how long has it been? I guess the jig is up. Now all I know is I'm about to wake this nigga up. Yeah, that hindsight, 2020. Now niggas dead on the money. Try to take something from me, it's a wrap like a mummy. Undone, I am becoming. And when he's tired of running through the layers of the onion, he'll probably shed a tear, cause there'll be no more fast times. Death is weak, minds fold out like a bad sign. He never had enough and got confused when they asked why. Life is only a moment of time and it passed by.
The world ready to
jump off. Thinking of various ways to break a gun law. Thinking that enough is enough, but still I want more. Thinking how I'm playing with fire to burn my young boy. Any means necessary, don't give a damn. So every night I'm on a flight that never lands. Be an asshole when the shit hits the fan. Or bet your life on a bluff and a bare hand. Can't win, can't lose. Get them gas, leave them leaking fuel. Either way, the market moves. Cash rules, king, queen, prince, and princess. Every night I'm crossing a line that ain't to finish. Every thought is dark as a glass of fucking Guinness. Too far going to come back to my senses. Now I'm on the edge of my bed, making love to my meds. Every moment's like a pistol to my head when I'm